We're in Siman Tuf Nun Aleph, the halachas of Kasher and Kalim for Pesach. We are up to Sif Chav Hei, and we will be doing from Chav Hei to Chav Zayin, that is completing the Siman. Sif Chav Hei, Kol Klei Hashtia, all drinking cups, Bein Slochios, Bein Kosis, whether they're bottles, whether they are their cups, or glasses, Mutarim B'Shtifa, they are mutter by simply washing them out. The Mishnah Berurah explains, after you clean them, you have to rinse them once in cold water. Bein shehem shel zchuchis, whether they are of glass. Bein shehem shel eitz, whether they are wood. Bein shehem shel mateches, whether they be metal. Bein shehem shel cheres, even ceramic. V'af al pi shelefamim nostem behem lechem cham. Even though there are times that we put hot chametz into it, since the majority of use is with cold, it is enough just to rinse it out with cold water. Because in every keli we go by rov tashmisho, the majority of its use. Now this is the mechaber l'shitaso, that we follow the majority use of the keli with regard to the ofen ha'hechsher. Says the Rama, Hago miu yesh machmir matzrichim hagola. There are those who are machmir and require hagola. V'chei nogim, that is our minhag. That is the minhag Rama that we saw before, that we do not go basarov tashmisho, but if anything was ever used for hot, we will require hagola. In the case of glass, hagola would not work. Instead, what we do is milui v'irui, that you fill it up with cold water for 24 hours, empty it or refill it for 24 hours, empty it and then refill it for 24 hours, so that altogether for 72 hours it was sitting in cold water, having been changed 3 times. So this is all the Mechaber and the Ramal L'shitasam, and the Minhag Ashkenaz actually is that anything that could ever have been used with hot or even washed out with hot together with chametz, we actually have to kasher in any way, in some way other than just washing it out in cold water. Siv Chavav, Klei Zchuchis, Afilo Machniso L'kiyum, glassware, even if you leave things there for longer than 24 hours, so that it will be Bolea by way of Kovush K'mavushal, by way of having been soaked there for 24 hours, V'afilo Mishtamesh Pem B'chamen, or even if you actually used it with something hot, Ein Tzorech Shum Hechsher, the Mechaber Shita is that glassware needs no Hechsher, She'einam Bolim, because they do not absorb, Uvishtifa Bial Mesagi Lahu, and rinsing it in cold water would suffice. So this is the Mechaber Shita, that glass is non-absorbent because it is very smooth. Haga, the Rama brings, V'yesh Machmir V'yomim, D'klei Zchuchis Afila Hagol Lo Mahani Lahu. The other sheet that says the opposite, not only does it absorb, but there's no way of completely removing whatever is absorbed into it. Since it is made from sand, it is very much like ceramic. And this is even if the majority of use was with cold. The Ramal L'shitaso, who says that if it was ever used for hot, then it would need hagala. Since hagala doesn't work for glass, you couldn't use it for Pesach. V'chein ha-minig ba'ashkenaz of mdinas elu. That is the minig in Ashkenaz and in our countries. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings them b'di'evid. If you did use it on Pesach and you use it for hot, if you use it for cold on Pesach, won't aser. If you use this chametz glass for Pesach on Pesach itself for something hot, if rov tashmisha was betzonin, and you don't normally keep things in there for 24 hours. So the halacha is that if you are machshir it b'milui v'irui with cold water for 72 hours, there the halacha is that it is mutter b'di'eved, and in hefsid meruba we're makel, so long as it's an eino ben yomo from use of chametz, even though you didn't do milui v'irui. The Chayadim brings down that in a place where glass is difficult to get for Pesach, you can be makel with milui v'irui altogether. But if you can buy new glasses, you should not rely on milui v'irui. Any glass that was ever used for hot chametz or may have had cold chametz in it for 24 hours, one should not use for Pesach altogether. V'chein says the Rama, klei kesef sheyesh betochon hituch zchuchis. Similarly, if you're dealing with silverware that has glass inside it, shekorin gishmelz, ein lahagilo. You cannot rely on the hagala for the silver since the inside has glass in it. Aval mi bachutz, whereas if the glass is on the outside, eino mazik, because the derech is not to use them with hot altogether. The Mishnah Berurah brings down. Sifchav zayin. So we have a basic machlokas here with regard to the status of glass. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah here, the Ramah here is in Hilchas Pesach. The Ramah sheet of glass does not appear in Yoredeya in the halacha of Hagolas Kalim, which is why many Ashkenazim have a custom of using the same glass for dairy and meat, for milchik and fleishik, with the claim that it was only in Hilchas Pesach that the Ramah was machmir. Whether or not that is the case, it's clear that for Pesach, the Ramah is machmir. Sifchav Zayin now. Shpud yoshon shetzolu bo ofis pe-pesach. This is a skewer on which you broiled, roasted fowl in Pesach. Mutarin afal pishe mikodim tzolobo basar maluach bimelech shalom nivnak. Even though you use the same one that you used for chametz, meaning that you used for a chicken that was salted with salt that was not checked for chametz, nevertheless it is mutar on Pesach. Whereas, what happens if you actually used it to toast bread on? There it's usur even b'dieved, except for hefsid meruba, in a case where you did hagala on it, you have shishim keneged whatever chametz was in there. But otherwise not. But whereas in the case of chickens, the fact that you previously roasted on these chickens that were salted with salt that wasn't checked for chametz would not go and asur your chickens on Pesach that were made for Pesach. Says the Ramah Hago miu en lahatarak b'dieved. This is only b'dieved. Lechatchila we would not use the shpud that you use all year long for Pesach without libun. V'chein habrozes shebachovias shel yayin. The spouts of the barrels of wine nogim lahadichan. The minhag is to wash them out very well. The chain ha'etzim she'toch v'mem klei shtia tzrichen hadacha losmem kelim b'pesach. They used to have these little pieces of wood that were used as hangers for they would hang the cups on them. They would put the inside of the cup on them. The fear is that the glasses or cups were not necessarily clean when they put them there. And therefore you have to go and wash them out. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that the ideal is, in the case of the brussels, in the case of the spout of the barrel, you never know, the barrel may have once been used for beer, and therefore you should buy new ones. One more thing, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Shiur Knesset Agdola that porcelain has a din of clay cheres, of ceramic, in which case you cannot kosher it altogether for Pesach. You just have to buy new ones.